This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday edition of Talking Heads is on right here, right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. I like to call it Tackle It Tuesday, you know, a lot of issues to tackle on Tuesday. And plus, we got the Freeport Report coming up. So, you know, we'll be checking in with Freeport in short order, talking with Sarah Kirkby and the crew down there, and, you know, getting everybody caught up as to what's going on in Grand Bahama. And like I said, we got a great show lined up for you today. I know what's going on with the mic. The mic need a Kong Salad or Viagra. What's happening here? Okay, no, I didn't mean to turn it up. We good sound-wise. He's a little floppy today. Stay. All right. I believe somebody was holding on this and using this as a prop to sleep on. But that's all right. We good. But like I said, it is Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. All right. And, you know, I like to get you in and get you going, get the blood flowing, get the mind working before we get into everything. And we got lots to talk about. If you look at the headlines today, you look at things was buzzing, all right? So like I said, and of course, you know, taking that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me coming up in short order, all right? We have Sarah Kirkby, owner of the Grand Bahama News and Barefoot Marketing, and we'll definitely have a powwow with her as to all things happening in Freeport. But before we get to that, like I said, we got to jump on, and I got to make sure your mind's working, all right? So here we go. Let's get that brain teaser going. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. You definitely want to check it out. All right, Tuesday through Sunday. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. 2-for-1 on all locals. Headliner Michael Harrison, feature comedian Ray DeVito, and yours truly. Like I said, funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals. Tuesday through Sunday, doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. Once you got that rapid antigen test or vax card, you're good to go. All right? And, of course, you know what we're playing for? We're playing for that KFC original recipe chicken sandwich, the combo. Yes, man. Nothing like that original recipe chicken sandwich, chicken burger from the Colonel. Available for you at your favorite KFC location. We're playing for that. And you know how to answer. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, 422-4796. Of course, you can stream us, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. You can also check us out on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. So that's all the ways to chime in. And here we go. Here's your teaser. A recent survey of 50 Bahamian couples. Survey revealed that 38% of the couples surveyed spend at least 15 minutes a day doing this with each other. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the 5 o'clock hour, be right before the news comes on to get your answers in. A recent survey of 50 Bahamian couples. Survey revealed that 38% of the couples surveyed spend at least 15 minutes a day doing this with each other. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. All right? Let's go to the phone lines. Oh, we got an eager beaver today. Somebody at the gate, ready to answer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Rowan.
No, not Rowan. That's my half hour, 45 minutes, man. Call numbers, man. That's not it. No, not arguing. Think about it. Call me back. All right. Let's jump on in. In Texas, boy, I see y'all chiming in quick. All right, we can jump on them. No, not debating. That's a nice way of saying Rowan. No, that's not it. All right, so let's jump into the headliners. who or what made headlines in the 242 today, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, Fine Threads has new arrivals in stock right now. Chino pants, brand new selection of shirts from casual to formal to linen. All of that waiting for you. All right, swing by and check them out on all the new arrivals, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Fine Threads for the man with good taste. And, of course, be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Well, no, we won't. No, we won't. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio. Okay, we good. All right. So let's check out the headlines, man. You know, samples flown to U.S. in Sandals death cases, story in the Nassau Guardian. Story by Rachel Scott. Authorities have sent blood samples taken from the from the bodies of three Americans found dead at Sandals Emerald Bay Resort on Great Exuma on Friday to a lab in Philadelphia for examination, and results are expected within 7 days. This according to Commissioner of Police Paul Rowe. Now, really, you need to let it play out. Obviously, there's mitigating circumstances to this. For the moment, foul play has been ruled out. But you really can't comment on social media. As much as the first 48 you watch, as much as CSI you watch, all of that. Listen, speculation is just speculation. Let it pan out. Let the results come in from the labs in Philadelphia. And then we can proceed from there as to what exactly caused the death of these poor visiting tourists. It's a very tragic situation, and my thoughts and prayers go out to the families involved and affected in it, as well as the folks down there at Sandals, because they run a great operation down there. A very sad situation for everybody to deal with. But for God's sake, let it play out. Can't just jump to conclusions and run with speculations, all right? Another story in the Guardian making headlines, minimal fall off in Sandals bookings despite the tragedy. Let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Not Eat answers. Eaton.
No, Not Eaton. Not Eaton. Think about it. Call me back. Oh, Lord. Let me check the text lines. Text lines blowing up. Absolutely nothing. No, that's not it. They actually do something. Not texting. No, not commuting home together. Talking, that's broad. Not cooking. All right, here we go. Here we go. It's getting warmer. Debating, not making out, not having sex. Y'all still call it stroking in 2022? My God, get a better one than that than 2022, man. That's ancient. Stroking? My God. Deciding what's for dinner? No. Not having sex. Gossiping is broad, man. It's broad. Not deciding what's for dinner. All right? You got to think about it. Some of you are warm, but not exactly on point. But you're getting there. Another story in The Guardian today. More than 1 million cruise passengers in the first quarter of 2022. So we're now starting to see an uptick in cruise passengers. Now let's make sure that port's finished. And let's get it top-notch. Because obviously now we have the volume. And that's making an experience. A good one. A lasting one. One that they want to come back and see us. But that's good to know that 1 million cruise passengers in the first quarter of 2022. Need to maintain those numbers. Now some other numbers that we don't want to, really embrace, but we have to. Another story in today's Guardian. This by Chester Robot. COVID's impact will likely exacerbate the Bahamas' record of low growth. Okay? And this from the IMF, of course. The fund also cites impact of slow structural reform, slow implementation of alternative energy initiatives, i.e. renewable energy. We need to get there. And the IMF said that and explained this likely will exacerbate the country's record of low growth. Education gaps were large even before the pandemic and likely have worsened given the varied quality of remote learning. This according to the IMF as well. Private investment and employment will take time to recover. Additionally, the economy will have to contend with lasting effects of the pandemic on travel preferences, technological shifts, and climate change. So there we go. We have to brace ourselves for that. It's not just going to be, okay, we open now, we back to normal, everything cool. Obviously, we're seeing the effects of it. And it's going to have a lingering effect on the economy. And the IMF told the goal of 30% renewable energy by 2030 will be difficult and costly. Story by Chester Robards again. Local authorities have stressed to the International Money Fund that meeting the country's goal of 30% renewable energy penetration by 2030 will be difficult and costly to achieve, and suggested that international support to the country for environmental improvements should begin to come in the form of grants and loans. Well, let's get it done, because we need to go to renewable energy. We can't always say one thing and then backtrack and do another. I'm keeping my eye on oil exploration in this country and oil drilling, too, because I've been hearing some things come across my radar to make me really scratch my head and say, really? Really, 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 really? So, yeah, but we have to get to, it's going to be costly at some point. If it's going to be costly by 2030, it's going to be costly by 2040, by 2050. What say you guys? Sound off, my talking heads. What say you about some of the headlines that are blazing up today's Guardian? All right. Let's see. No, not reading. Not asking how each other's day was. Ah, boom, here it is. Let me make sure now. I'm going to check the time on this. Uh-huh. Okay, I got a tie, okay? I got a tie. I honestly have a tie because both of these came in at the same time. Wait a minute. After further review, no, I don't have a tie. I actually have a winner. I have a winner. Okay, and this came in at 7, and this came in at 4:20. That's a great time to come in, too. 4:20. All right, the answer came in via the text, okay? The other text came in at 4:21 and 4:22, respectively. I could screenshot it and make it even more painful for you if you decide to argue 4:21 and 4:22. But yeah, we do have a texter in, all right, at 4:20 with the correct answer, talking about their job and their coworkers, or their coworkers and their job, all right? And that came in at 4:20, okay? And I just texted the winner the information, all right, that you need to send me back, all right? But we do have a winner off the text line talking about their day at work, their coworkers, their job, and pretty much gossiping. Like talking about people. You know how it goes. We have to express ourselves. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Not you. Y'all got to be patient now. Y'all can't be blowing up the text line, and then when I turn around and answer the text, get mad because I can't get to the phone line. I mean, hey, it's a thing called balance in this world. Okay? But like I said, we do have a winner. And of course, like I said, let's keep it moving. Now, those are the headliners all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And let me know your info. Let me know your input on that, your 2 cents on some of those headlines as we slide into the buzz. And the buzz, of course, is brought to you by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you, in addition to all your footwear, your fast fashions, your workwear, all of your accessories, wide selection of footwear for your kids, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta today. Let's go to the phone lines real quick before we get into the buzz. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
My naughty, this Gossett with the Pothole Report. How are you doing today?
My brother, hold the line right now. We about to get up into the buzz. And yes, indeed, no sooner time than better right now than you. You didn't even let me get to it, boy. That's a dedicated field reporter, boy, I tell you.
But you know how it is, man. I'm excited on this one, man.
Break down the pothole. Break down for me. What's going on with the potholes? Do we still have that cavern, that crater on Village Road, the bus eater, the jitney consumer?
Lord help, naughty. With the rains on Saturday, Lord help. The cracker rock has failed at the bottom of Village Road. and I am staring into a cavern, into the abyss, into the pit and portals of hell itself.
You ain't seen none of the devil's minions speaking about you or whatever, because I hear it deep.
Right. Deep ain't a word, okay? They have, like, three rows of corn stuck up inside this hole, and an even halfway up the side of the corn, and that's right by when you turn off of Shirley Street.
Okay, so that's Village Road, in your opinion, in its entirety, would be EF epic failure at this point.
Well, what is killing me, right? They have big sign there on the corner about they starting work with water and sewage and BPL, but they ain't got no finish date. They ain't got no start date. They ain't got no finish date. So this could be the next 10 years.
Boy. So that's Village Road. That's going to be, that's weeks before that's done, in your opinion, correct?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
All right.
Easy.
Let's move to the other affected areas that we're trying to get some updates on. Texas chiming in. Naughty, what Dorset got to say about Seabreeze? What's Seabreeze in Imperial Park looking like?
Man, that's worse than the streets of Mariupol in Ukraine, man.
Wow.
Hey, that's mortars that hit that ground up in there.
Okay.
They wilding out, buddy.
So nothing in Seabreeze, nothing in Imperial Park.
No, and for them poor sector to have to travel Eastern Road in the morning, I see they going and dig up 2 holes on Eastern Road. They ain't big, but wait till the rain's coming the next week. They could be big.
Wow. So that's two areas that we've been checking on that have not been affected, that have not improved.
Why should they?
Okay. Yes, we do. We don't listen to this smart Dexter. But Naughty, you all have a pothole in your parking lot. Actually, we got two.
But they don't know it.
And then if you want to look in the area of Oaks Field, there's a lot to surround the roadworks within the area. So,
Lord help. Well,
thanks for trying to be funny.
I get one last spot, Naughty. That stretch between Wolf Road and Robinson Road on East Street. Lord help.
What happened now?
Hey, that being dig up, well, not dig up, sorry. That's the next crater fest. That road being needing to pay from before, who that was? From before Ingram then went and paved the last time that road needed to pave in now.
Wow, so that's old news to old times too then.
Hey, anybody that lives near that Balfour and East Street intersection could tell you. All up in there being ripped up from time. They don't care about the poor nor the rich.
All right,
roads
so
pick up from time.
We got those three areas still affected by potholes and caverns and craters and not being rectified. And now what about Coral Harbor? Is that still a gateway to the underworld as well?
Well, it's not so more of a gateway per se. It's more or less the River Styx getting you to the gateway. But no, they haven't touched that yet neither, because you're expecting government workers to do overtime work on the weekend to patch that, and it was raining.
All right, so the rain did not help the situation.
Oh, definitely not.
And that's an easy, you know, excuse to say, but it rained.
Well, I can't get wet. I might get sick.
All right. Well, you know what you got to do there, Dorset. You got to call me back next Tuesday and let me know.
Yeah, man.
How those affected areas are, and for God's sake, take your reclining line, your reclining rope, your repellent belt. Take an extra cell phone. Take some flares. You know what I mean? In case you fall in that deep hole and you need help getting out.
Right? I even got one of them $5,000 Breitling watch so that when I go in there, I push the button and the EPR people come out to rescue me.
No, you need to leave that with me before you go in. You don't want nothing bad happening to that watch. That's too expensive to get, you know, wrist damage in a pothole or a crater.
Yeah, but you know that's rescue time, though.
All right. I know you're all conky just like you're all high-tech gadgetry. No denial whatsoever.
None whatsoever. No.
Thank you, Brother Dorset, for chiming in, man, and keep us posted next week. I look forward to the update, and hopefully we'll have one or two repaired.
Man.
You know, our mission here on Talking Heads, one pothole at a time.
No, we can't have that. We need multiple.
No. One pothole at a time and no pothole left behind. However long it takes, we're going to get it done, man. If we could get to multiple potholes, you know, like Tiger Woods playing multiple holes at a time, that's fine.
Hey,
but
if they could fill 18 holes in a day, I'd be happy.
Boy, I give them a PGA card. All right, Dorset, be safe out there. Don't fall in no holes, man, all right? Thanks for the report.
Take it easy.
All right, we continue to buzz right now. All brought to you, of course, by John Hsu. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
I'm good.
Naughty, I had to call you because, you know, what I can't understand is when are we going to get this together? If, let's say, BC go take the whole plant to do a repair, all water and sewage, why do we have to wait weeks for that hole to get patched?
Listen, I've always wondered, you know, why it can't be an easy process. And then people tell me, well, Naughty, it makes sense. You know, if we grate the road, we identify the hub, we patch the hub, but at the same time when the road's graded, we lay down cable, water, you know, electricity, all that we need to lay down, and then pave it properly. Then we know where everything is and everything's already laid. But no, what we like to do, I think, is what I call a patchwork of lunacy, meaning you pave it, then you dig it up for water and sewage, you pave it again, you dig it up for cable, you dig it up for
the problem I have, if you dig it, fix it right away.
But see, then it ties into the overtime, into the, you know, certain, you know how it goes. Lovers and friends who can get the extra work and to fix it and this and that. And
you know, not talking about Freeport.
Turn your radio down for me, bro.
I was in Freeport, and I watched them get a repair in the road. And to be honest with you, less than 5 minutes after they were finished, that spot was fixed. You couldn't even tell they were there working.
Yeah, they do. They do say certain things about Freeport, but I must say it is extremely clean, and I can't lie. The roads, they jump on the roads over there. They make sure that they stay best condition.
But, you know,
they can keep them.
But Naughty, we're paying licensing fees. I mean, which means we are licensed to be on the road, right? I consider that a tax. You're taxing me to take my car out there on the street. Why can't I have good road to drive on?
I'm telling you, because we got to prioritize. We as voters, when they come and we talking about road works, and we need to stay on them and say, okay, you know, this is a criteria if you want to be the next administration or continue to be the administration, that, hey, we need our roads done correctly. And we got to put mechanisms in place to hold people accountable.
Before you go, Naughty, some of the new subdivisions, you talk about, like, when they grade the road, they should fix all of the pipes and everything, right? But here is, you got the new subdivision. Some of the new subdivisions, they're doing the same exact thing right now, putting the pipes and stuff in the middle of the street. Why can't they go on the side of the road, like where the sidewalk and stuff? So if there's a problem, we don't have to take up our street.
And have drainage on the sidewalks. That's like they have in other parts of the world.
Oh, talking about the drainage, you know, we got, in some of these streets, we got drains in it. But you know what the problem is, right? Where we don't keep our streets clean, that all that dirt and stuff get down in the drain. Now you got another problem.
Yeah, but you know,
drain is useless.
But listen,
useless.
You know what you have? If you can't do it yourself, then you find a company that'll do it. I'm sure there's a company out there that would take that contract on and clean the drains. They have it everywhere else in the world.
That's right. These drains should constantly be worked on. You know what I mean? There should be somebody.
If you look at it, that should be a lucrative contract for a company if they put themselves in a position to get it properly and went through all the requirements to get it. I think that's something a young Bahamian company should invest in. A young entrepreneur should look into that. That's something that could be lucrative.
Yep. And we really need to... I saw them starting to you know, get people along the street sweeping and stuff like that. I laugh because by the time they get back to do that again, it's already filthy again.
I'm telling you, you know, if you're going to invest in it, there again, you're going to give out a contract. Why not a contract with a company that has what I call... Like a street sweeper, a proper one that goes right down the middle and deals with it and cleans it. And then you can still have your people, you know, sweeping and whatnot and keeping on top of that, but have something effective on a day-to-day basis.
But you know what could also be done, Naughty, with that? Let's say each constituency are responsible for keeping their streets clean. Why can't the MP, he get a stipend every month or whenever they give it to them? Why can't he empower a couple of young behemoths in his constituency? Hey, you go and make sure the streets stay clean. You go and make sure this area clean.
Because you know how election trail go, boy, promises and promises and negotiations and all type of stuff and lovers and friends and homies and crew. Yeah, so you got to watch out. Nah, but listen, I got a text call.
Yes,
Naughty, tell your caller. Say,
yes,
say, tell them the Duke is coming again so they could pave more roads. Simple.
Oh,
just let them know the Duke coming and they'll pave
it. I wish they would come every month, to be honest with you.
All right, now see, and this is what I like, man. I texted down here and said, Naughty, let's form a company to clear the drains. And you think I'm joking? I can call you. I can call you right now after I get off here. I'm entrepreneurial.
Right,
be safe, my brother.
All
right, take care. Thanks for chiming in. All right, real quick, Mr. Producer, let's get to the, we're going into the break, but before we get to the break, man, let me just wrap up the buzz. We spent a lot on the bus, so we'll slide out right now. All right, coming up on the flip side of the break, we'll do the global roaming real quick. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Then we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. I'll be having my weekly Freeport report out of Freeport, courtesy of my good friend Sarah Kirkby, all right, of the manager of the Grand, owner and manager of the Grand Bahama News and of Barefoot Marketing. We'll have a good conversation with Sarah, get all things caught up on Freeport. Talked about Abaco yesterday. We'll see how we progressed or digressed from last week's conversation in Freeport. Coming up on a Freeport report on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All on the flip side of the break right here at Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Off to a good start, my Talking Heads. Good calls, good texts. Let's keep it up.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Dunkin' is serving a breakfast that is extra special. Dunkin' Omelette Bites. This Dunkin' spin on a classic breakfast favorite makes your breakfast game strong with protein-packed egg bites available in two delicious flavors. Try the savory bacon and cheddar omelette bites or the egg white and veggie omelette bites with tomatoes, spinach, and a four cheese blend. Dunkin' Omelette Bites and our new brown sugar cookie flavor coffee makes an unbeatable breakfast to get your morning cracking. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
John Shoes and Accessories specialize in all types of footwear for the entire family at affordable prices. They also provide a wide selection of bags, purses, clutches, wallets, fashion jewelry, belts, socks, and stockings. John Shoes and Accessories has two locations to serve you, Rosetta Street, Palmdale, and the John's Plaza on Carmichael Road. Check that beautiful outfit you have in the closet out to see if you need any accessories and head on down to John's Shoe Store this week.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
We're back at you on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let me check the text lines real quick before we get up into the global warming. And your text is, y'all really blowing up this text line today, but I ain't gonna lie. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. So, here's the deal. It says, Naughty, shipping containers are doubling, so food prices are going up. Question, do you think Western Airlines is ready for the indigenous Bahamian shopping? Because you know we have 15 duffel bags per person, and we're trying to bring a fridge over and a stove to claim on the kids' exemption. Yeah, not to mention rims and tires, but you're trying to put in the overhead compartment. Talking about us, carry on. Naughty, if they fix all the potholes, the mechanics won't make any money. That's why we always have bad roads. Wow, that's kind of deep. I never looked at it like that. But there might be something to your theory right there. All right, let's get up into the global warming real quick. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, it's another Crazy Tuesday, all right? And KFC just put the wow in your week with the Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Get 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of only $15, all right? Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC, all right? You got the wow, the crazy wow good at KFC. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of chicken for only $15. That's a wow price, all right? So taste the KFC Crunch on Tuesdays. It's crazy wow good, and it's always finger-licking good. Available for you for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Cravin' app. All right, let's check out the warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, like I told you. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And here we go. Where do we start? A lot to talk about. Star Trek Strange New Worlds with Captain Pike and Mr. Spock debuted last week, notably missing from the first episodes, the ship's computer. Well, here we go. The new owner of Twitter, Elon Musk, rattled readers over the weekend with this quote, "If I die under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing you." Wow. He must be on Putin's hit list, I hear. Allegedly, that's what I've been hearing. I don't know, but a tweet like that, I'm starting to wonder. ESPN Plus is pitting John McEnroe against his own AI avatar in McEnroe versus McEnroe. That should be nice. A lot of adjectives going to be flying in. A lot of colorful words going to be there. A lot of colorful vocabulary. Dolly Parton was elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Ray Charles joins the Country Music Hall of Fame. Scottish actor Nuti Gatwa, best known for his role in Netflix Sex Education, is being tapped as the latest doctor in the BBC's Doctor Who. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra shared on Instagram that their baby girl, whose name they haven't revealed yet, is finally home after spending 100-plus days in the NICU. COVID came to American Idol Sunday night. Two of the final seven contestants tested positive, so their rehearsal footage was used in place of a live performance. The mouth that roared. NFL player Richard Sherman is said to be close to striking a deal to assist in the NFL broadcast coming to Amazon Prime this fall. I think he's segueing into life after football. I think he'll be a great broadcaster. Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria, are expecting their seventh child together, and they've let it be known it's a girl. All right, and finally, U2's Bono and The Edge performed in a Ukraine subway station being used as a bomb shelter on Sunday to show their support. Bono and U2, boy, they always out there. They're always doing something bold and brave like that to raise awareness. All right. Doctor Strange, all right, you tell me I need to watch it, I'll watch it. Let me check out a couple of episodes and I'll tell you if it was good or not. All right, let's get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Getting ready to head down to Freeport from a Freeport report. Obviously, you know it is Tuesday, all right? And you know I runs on Dunkin' every day, but you could run on Dunkin' too. And don't forget, you don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Enjoy a Dunkin' All Day Breakfast Sandwich, Hash Browns, Fresh Brewed Medium Coffee, your favorite Dunkin' Donut, your favorite flavored Dunkin' Donut, and of course, a Dasani water to wash all of that down. Power up your day with Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. And this Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you whether you're an early bird or not. And don't forget those coconut refreshers as well, all right? And pink strawberry, golden peach, and the purple pomegranate. They are off the chain, especially that purple pomegranate. Mama's runs on Dunkin'. And you don't have to wait, man. You can get on Dunkin', run right now, and you can run on Dunkin' too on your way home. They're waiting for you. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, where we're going to be live this Friday, and of course, out at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, let's head down to Freeport. Mr. Producer, do we have my good friend Sarah Kirkby lined up on Zoom?
Yes, you do.
Hey, what's going on, Sarah? Hope all is well with you and yours. What's going on? What's going on in Freeport? Bring me up to snuff. Have we progressed or digressed since we talked last week?
We handled the rain a little bit better than you guys did.
I'm telling you.
So it's the only thing. We're so used to so much rain. I guess we take that in now. It takes a lot to flood us. But we're doing okay. We have some big news coming, though. Tomorrow we are going to find out who is the big winner of the sale of the hotel.
Okay. I know that was coming. I know it was going to be this week, but it's tomorrow's the day, Wednesday.
Tomorrow's the day. So there's a 10 a.m. press conference, and we're all looking forward to that. I think we're all very excited here. We're hoping it's someone who has a lot of, has a name to them, a hotel chain, something that can bring us people.
But my wish for Freeport and for Grand Bahama is that you do get a great partner with a great brand to partner with.
Brand, yes. That's
that has a great name, a great reputation in the market, whether it be in the hospitality, obviously in the hospitality industry, but obviously for family resorts and maybe gaming, if not all-inclusive, however they decide to go, it's an established brand that's known.
Exactly.
Well, that allows them.
Three parts to that hotel. So you could do all three of those.
Exactly.
You could do family.
Boom.
You could do casino, and you could do all-encompassing it. There's three different parts of the hotel, which used to be separate. And now it was the old Holiday Inn, which is now part of the Grand Lacayan. These three properties would be fantastic together. We want that casino.
I think the key to it is getting that brand, because now you can turn that over because they know what they're doing. They can handle that portion of the makeover. Then we can focus on getting the airlift that we need. And how do we get the airlift? Make sure that the airport is par excellence and that we have a quality airstrip and an airport in Grand Bahama. Top notch.
Our airstrip is not a problem. And our airstrip went through Dorian without an issue. We were able to land planes straight away. So that's not our issue. Our issue is the place to land and where you're coming into. I mean, I will be honest, LPIA is one of the most gorgeous airports. And I'm hoping that we will get to that level one day. Obviously, we'll never see that many people come through here, but we do deserve to have a decent airport. And we are also obviously going to try and speak to the DPM, Chester Cooper, who I know I'm sure is going through a very hard time with everything with Exuma. But, you know, we really do need our airport sorted out right now. We do not have a generator for emergency lights, and that's big things that we need to get sorted out for the island.
And obviously, if you got now tomorrow announcing a brand and a partner coming on for the Alukai, you have to make sure it is imperative that airport and that airstrip in landing area is top notch, like we said, and then continue it with the proper promotion of Grand Bahama to get the heads and beds there, not only maximize the return of the cruise ship passengers that you're seeing, but ensure that you get the bookings that Freeport is accustomed to.
Yeah, and we need that.
Like that, people like new things. And you've seen the tourist market.
We don't want to be industrial all the time. And we do have some of the most beautiful beaches. I post pictures every day on my pages and I share them with the Visit Grand Bahama site. And our beaches are phenomenal. We have long, long walking beaches. And so it is a beautiful place. It's a great, safe place to bring your family. Port Lakaya is a perfect place. You know, I was very pleased after the story we wrote last week about Port Lakaya that for Mother's Day, so many people went out and shopped local and tried to support our Port Lakaya vendors, which really made a big difference for them. So we were very pleased about that.
And I'm glad to know that people did go out and support, you know, after, you know, reading the articles, reading the Guardian down there in Freeport. And then, of course, you know, talking here on the show, that's something that's important to me every Tuesday to get the word out. Because, you know, Freeport means a lot to me, man. My wife's from Freeport. My in-laws are down there. I got a lot of family and friends down there. And I want to know you guys are doing well, too, because I've always thought Grand Bahama is such a wonderful island. You could do so many things with it. And it's been underutilized, and the potential still remains. So we got to maximize it.
Well, I'm hoping we can get you down here soon. Our, you know, our theater crowd is really big. Gia Pierre's show has had two sets of sold-out weekends now with her show, and it's really phenomenal. And I'm hoping that will also help us get our theater rebuilt. We had the largest working theater in the Caribbean. It's a proper theater with backstage and lights and sound booth. And so our goal is to get that back up. Of course, it got destroyed in Dorian, and there's a team here working very hard to get it back together. But you know, it'd be perfect for your, if you came and did a show.
We might have to do like a charity event, man, to raise funds to get that theater restored.
I think that's what we need to do. It's a beautiful place. And we have a huge theater community here in Grand Bahama. And so the Carell Pinders, the Gia Pierres, they write fantastic shows. So, you know, Sue, why am I forgetting Sue's name? But anyway, we have great writers, all Bahamian, and we also do all sorts of fun shows. So yeah, I'm hoping
it sounds like Freeport is getting ready to get back a little bit to normalcy as well. And that's good to know.
I hope so. We have also, besides the announcement on Wednesday, rumor has it there'll be a big announcement, or not announcement, but a groundbreaking for Carnival. That's going to be their new, basically their retail hub and their arrival port that will be on the east end of Grand Bahama, just down from the University of the Bahamas. And so that space is fantastic for them. It did go on halt. Obviously, they made the announcement in 2019 in September, just before Hurricane Dorian. So now they're back at it, going full force, which is fantastic news for us.
And you know, slowly but surely. And I think, you know, Freeport has had to show perseverance for so many years. I know Freeport is used to persevering and being patient. And I know you want some quicker answers, but I think, you know, we're heading in the right direction with Grand Bahama now, you know? Because at the end of the day, what I look for it as, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, we're having a conversation that, you know, we got grand openings and we got so on and so forth and business is booming. I don't like to hear that there's only 40%, they've lost 40% occupancy out there, you know? in Arlukai and shopping out of the balls out in that area. It's crazy. You need to know that it's the other way around. The people are lining up to try to get a spout in there, that things are booming in Freeport. And that's what we need to get.
I think it's coming. And if you look in our paper today, which obviously is in The Guardian, and I have to repeat again, people keep looking for the Grand Bahama News on its own. It's not an its own issue. It is a feature inside the Guardian on Tuesdays, which we are so pleased to be partnering with you guys. And
so buy the Tuesday Guardian, period, in Freeport. Just buy the whole Guardian and everything is in there. Stop being cheap.
Exactly.
Spend the money.
Exactly. Spend the money.
Spend the dollar.
This week we featured the job fair, which is very good. It was.
And I was going to ask you about that. Bring me up to snuff on the job fair, because that was on my list of questions to ask you. Yes, how did the job fairs go?
I think the job fair went well. There was a couple of people that were a bit disappointed. They were looking for specific jobs, but I think the government did a great job getting as many people as they could out there. And our force of workers has changed. You know, we have a lot of people that are in Bimini, Abaco, and Nassau. So hopefully with the carnival coming and maybe the hotel announcement, you know, this will bring some more jobs out as well. So you can read about the possibilities there. We did do a story that's not great news, but we needed to feature it. We really do need our Queens Highway to be cleaned up. A lot of people are not cleaning up their debris and disposing stuff up properly. And it unfortunately sometimes is a thoroughfare where a lot of carnival cruise passengers or RCCL passengers head to go to different areas of the island. So we need it to look better. So there's a big story about that, about people doing their part to keep their areas clean. That's also in there today. And then a lovely story about IsraAid, which is one of the first people who were on the ground after Dorian. They're an amazing group that came, and they first of all helped us with our water. They helped us at the children's home. They did great service for Abaco and Grand Bahama children, creating safe spaces for them after the hurricane and a lot of therapy for people. And then they partnered with a really great church here locally and have started some great organizations for them. And they've put a lot of money into our community and a lot of good programs. And they've trained the people within the church to keep these programs going. And they're really starting to benefit the people that have gone there. So there's a nice example about a young high school kid who's done really well because of the programs that were started. So it's really good.
Well, I'm glad to know that you guys are always like on the ball with Freeport. To know the supplement is packed is awesome. And you know, we here in Nassau still need to know what's going on in Grand Bahama, because like I said earlier, we have a lot. We spoke with Abaco yesterday with Ken Hutton and Roscoe Thompson. And I expressed to them that there's still a lot of Abaconians that are displaced here in New Providence that are trying to get back home. And we know all the red tape in hullabaloo they have to go through in Abaco. But for the same token, there are a lot of Grand Bahamians who want to get back home.
Yeah.
It's
a different space here. Nassau is much more congested, and we're a different island. We're much more spaced out. We don't have the coastal roads, which is definitely something we do miss. I love that about Nassau. But ours is a different layout. And, it's welcoming. It's a much more family-orientated place. I would agree with a lot of people who say that. So that's the kind of people that need to gravitate and come back. And I love how you said that we're slowly coming back, which I think is a smart way for our island to rebuild.
Well, you got to creep before you walk. You want to do things right. It's a good opportunity to correct some of the things that needed to be corrected and then enhance some of the things that need to be, you know, made over and redone and brought up to snuff and maintained. So it's a good opportunity for you guys to come out looking really good on the other end of this. You just got to persevere and be patient a little bit longer.
I think we do. And I think we do get a lot of support from people who do care about us. I mean, sure, we can be the butt of a couple bad jokes now and then, and always people making fun of
But listen, that's because you all have won Hugh Campbell too many times, and you all have attitude about it. You all believe that trophy belongs to you all, you know. And then you know, you don't let, you know. Thank God for what's the young man's name? Sigmund, who keeps winning the spelling bees, man. Seligman, Roy Seligman Jr. Because you all had a death grip on spelling bees too, you know. So you all have your bees now, you know, and you all eat Kong salad with mayonnaise on it. What's going on with that? It's porky. I don't know what you all call porky, you know what I mean? But apart from that, you're all right. Freeport, okay. We want to make sure you...
We also do have quite a few amazing athletes as well. Just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Basketball, NBA.
Hey, listen. Y'all take your basketball because that's what you do. You could have Buddy and Jonquil. You know what we do up here. It's baseball, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Jazz, Lucius, and the list goes on. So y'all keep your basketball players. We'll take the baseball players. And at the end all of the day, we got all the major league sports covered. And they could come down and visit all the hotels that we need to get going, especially the new one in Freeport. So,
exactly. We'll hopefully have some good news for you next week in the paper. We'll also be doing a feature on sloop sailing. We're trying to get the regatta here. They're working very hard, but it's hard for us based on the fact that we don't have that many sloops. So that'll be a story for you to read about.
All right.
We're looking for that to happen. And we're also probably going to do a nice feature on Grand Bahama's very own KB, who's releasing an album.
My good friend, KB. Yeah, man. So definitely, you know, we'll have a conversation with him coming up. I've been in touch with him, but definitely keep me up to snuff on all that goodness coming up next week for Freeport. And our fingers are crossed, man. We're hoping it's a great brand, a great partner, and y'all have many years of success with that new brand. That'd be the legacy of this new day administration. Let it be, you know, be, hey, we got it sold, and let that be a feather in their cap if needs be.
It would be very nice to have it sold. And
now,
I remember speaking to so many PLP MPs in the last administration, the FNM MPs, and the last one, and saying, come on, guys, just sell the hotel. We've got to get this going. And now, I'm very pleased that they're making this announcement tomorrow. And well done on Chester Cooper for pushing it. I feel like he has stayed on top of it. And I'm so fingers crossed that tomorrow's good news for us.
What I need you to do, right?
Yeah.
This is my last week of being nice about it. If I got to resort to crank phone calls or other methods, then you know I have ways, right? So this is just the last time. And tell her you'll go through it. You'll sit on the Zoom and hold her hand and walk her through the 25, 30 minutes she needs to talk to me. But I need to hear from the Minister of Grand Bahama.
I will tell
her. I appreciate all your contributions. I appreciate McElpine, Rev chiming in, and Seattle and everybody. Hey!
Hey!
Miss Moxie, I need to talk to you. You know, you got the title. You're the minister for Grand Bahama, so you need to go one-on-one with the naughty one. Don't be scared. It's not that.
Hopefully she's not scared of you. I don't know why she would be.
Listen,
I think you're soft and cuddly in the real.
No, you got to get through many layers of tough, you know, Iron Man tech, to get down to that. Yeah, there is a teddy bear that lurketh, but.
You got to
peel plenty layers of iron off this Iron Man for that.
And one that cares about human rights, which is one thing that you and I definitely agree on.
For sure. And there's a lot of things that, you know, and I care about Grand Bahama, so I do want to talk to the minister. I definitely want to have a conversation with her. So, you know, spread the word for me, Sarah. If not, I'm going to have to crank call her office because, you know.
I will text you the minute I know anything tomorrow, and we will help spread the news.
There you go. Thank you, man. Greatly appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you next week in Freeport. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to our comedian right before we get to the news real quick. All right. And of course, it's all brought to you, of course, by Jokers Wild Comedy Club. And our comedian today on It's Just Comedy. I want you to kick back and have a laugh because this lady is a hoot. All right. And her name is Shelma Sharp. All right. And she's coming at you right now, right here on It's Just Comedy. Get a good laugh. News coming up next right here on Guardian Talk. All right. It's Talking Heads. Don't touch it.
Trying to figure out is what my middle age uniform is going to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think we can all agree that at different parts of our life, we have like a basic uniform, a silhouette. We wear the same thing over and over until something drastic happens, like a job. And then we're like, oh, I guess I wear socks now, or whatever. You know? So I'm trying to figure out what my middle age uniform is going to be. I mean, I know right now I'm giving you rum springer realness. I'm giving you none out on the town. I don't know if I'm going to stick with this, you know? But I can't do my young girl uniform anymore, which was just body glitter and prayer. And I can't do my old lady uniform yet, but I know what it's going to be, and I'm very excited about it. I'm going to be, Do you guys know the old lady that wears a cloak? Do you know what I mean? She's about yay tall, shaved head, statement earrings. She's wearing a cloak and she's got a walking staff with tiger's eye on the top of it. All right? She's at all of the art openings, but is she an artist? Nobody's ever seen her work. It's gonna be me. I cannot wait. I'm just gonna show up to the function. Dripping in turquoise. I've got a hedgehog with me for no reason. I can't wait. My Amazon cart looks crazy right now.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, fresh news, smart talk.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:11 p.m. is the time. And of course, you know, we are. You can chime in on the phone lines, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 432-GR96, 432-4796. All right? And you can stream us, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. And, of course, we're on cable channel 969 and BTC Flow channel 612. All right, talking a little sports for you now. On the flip side of the news, you know, we got Earl the Pearl will be chiming in shortly on the Zoom, so we'll look out for him. But we started off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Sharpen Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget happy hours on Wednesday and Friday from 5 to 7. And on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And they got a great businessman's lunch special Monday through Friday. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you. 377-7776. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Sharpen Plaza. All right, here we go. Let's jump on in. Today is Tuesday, May the 10th, 2022. And today in sports history, 1913, the New York Yankees committed 8 errors against the Detroit Tigers. The Yankees won the game nonetheless, 10-9 in 10 innings. Yankees good like that. They ever been good like that. Could play through 8 errors and still win. 1946, the Boston Reds, 15th straight game. 1967, Hank Aaron hit an inside-the-park home run. In 1969, the National and American Football Leagues announced their plans to merge for the 1970-71 season. In 1970, Bobby Orr of the Boston Bruins scored a goal to win Game 4 and the Stanley Cup over the St. Louis Blues. A statue was later created by Harry Weber that depicted Orr flying through the air immediately after scoring the goal. 1979, John McMullen became the CEO of the Houston Astros. 1997, the Chicago Cubs got the 68th triple play in Major League Baseball history. 2001, Peter Forsberg, Colorado Avalanche, had his spleen removed and an emergency operation. The operation took place just hours after the Avalanche eliminated the Los Angeles Kings in Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals. And your sports quote from today, or for today, it's tough to make predictions, especially about the future. Yogi Berra. Yogi used to have some weird... Let her in, man. He on the Zoom. Ready to chime in. Pretty ready to chime in. Yogi Berra has some of the greatest quotes. You got to scratch your head a couple of times when you read them. Like that one right there. It's tough to make predictions, especially about the future. You know, thank you, Captain Obvious. You know? And they over till the fat lady sings. And the fat lady is warming up. And he used to have some just crazy, crazy quotes. And you just scratch your head. But I call them Yogi-isms. And you take a time to figure them out a little bit, they make a little bit of sense. It's tough to make predictions, especially about the future. All right. Earl of Pearl, what's going on, my brother?
All right, man. Took one on the chin last night, but I'm here.
Boy, you took one on the chin, all right. You took it. You took it on your on your Dodger chin.
Yeah,
well.
I don't know how to chin you take it on.
Yeah, well, let's slide and let's get your mind off that. We'll talk baseball in a minute. But, you know, we got to slide up into the home court right now, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And which Philly cheesesteak are you going to try, the chicken or the flame-grilled beef? Both are getting on you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. And while you're there, don't forget, they got the mix and match, 2 for $11.50 going on, featuring the original chicken sandwich, the Big King, the 10-piece chicken nuggets, and the Big Fish. And both, all four of those combos come with 2 fries. 2 soft drinks, so on and so forth. 2 for $11.50 at your favorite BK location, BK Nassau location. All right, Earl the Pearl, local news. The home court, like I say, brought to you by BK. Jazz 0 for 3 yesterday, got a game tonight.
Yeah.
And now, you can't gamble anymore, and it's baseball, but I'm starting to see teams are starting to now try to pitch away from Jazz and not even give him anything to hit. Which is a testament to how fast he's progressed. So I'm not upset at it. However, got to look at it and be like, you know what? He's arrived. He's there. The number one face in Florida, as far as the Marlins go, the number one second baseball throughout Major League Baseball, which is something, you know, for him to be bestowed on him this early is awesome. And he's living up to it. So I think he gets back on track tonight. What do you think Jazz goes tonight against the Diamondbacks?
Well, let's see. What did the Diamondbacks do last night? I think they won yesterday, right?
Yeah, they beat them yesterday. I can't tell you where to lie. They knocked them off yesterday. As a matter of fact, they beat them yesterday 4-3. And Marlins have lost a ton of one-run games. Have you noticed how many one-run games the Marlins have lost, Earl?
Because their starting pitching is pretty solid. I think they got to do some work on the
13 and 16 right now is the record, okay? But they've lost 8 one-run games.
Well, they're going against Bumgarner tonight.
Yeah, they're going against Madison tonight. So
he's pitching well. He has an ERA 1.50. He has 15 Ks. But Lazaro ain't half by himself. Don't let that ERA fool you. He's a strikeout king.
Yeah. Lozada is 2-2, 3.0 ERA. Daz racked up a lot of strikeouts. And Bumgarner is 1-1 now, so he is hittable. But I don't know. I'm looking at some of the injuries. You know, Anderson on the 10-day disabled list. Birdie on the 10-day disabled list. You know what I mean? So we'll see. I don't know, though. I don't know. I'll say 1 for 3. Maybe a walk and a hit. Because Baumgartner,
he's overdue. He's overdue for a home run. I think that's coming.
So the hit might be the dinger. Might catch a fastball. Might catch one.
I mean, if he catches it early, Baumgartner was prone to give up home runs early, so I don't know.
All right. Well, let's look at what else is on tap tonight. Coming up in Major League Baseball in short order, but let me just finish up the home court news. We had Bahamian Ashley Michelle named to the All-Region First Team. This out of tennis. So, you know, collegiate-level tennis doing well, and our girls doing very well in tennis. And now the Suns and Mavs now are best of 3 series. I told you about them, Dallas Mavericks. Yep, for them.
But I told you whoever wins the game tonight is going to win the championship.
Yep, you did say that.
This series.
You did say they were going to win the series, so we'll keep an eye on it. Who you like tonight?
I like Dallas tonight. I
noticed Dallas.
I said to myself, man, I should be pulling for my Bahamian boy, but for some reason, I like Dallas.
Dallas is a streaky team, and when they could string off 3, 4, 5, 6 wins in a row. They've done it. That's what's kept them afloat for the regular season. So we'll keep an eye on that. All right, so that's a wrap on the local portion of it. All right, that's a wrap on what we call the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, BK Nassau. Right about now, we need to slide up into it, Earl. Who's in and who's out? And it's all brought to you by Tropical Gyros, home of the original Bahamian gyros like jerk chicken, crack lobster, crack conch, barbecue salmon, grilled veggies. The famous jerk chicken salad, and don't forget, like I say, all the sauces, all the Chef Coleman. Like I tell you, man, the Greeks may have invented the gyro, but Chef Coleman and Tropical Gyro have perfected it. All right, walking out orders always welcome. Takeout available for you and delivery 601-5752 for takeout. Delivery with the Craven app. They're open till 6. So if you're on the way home, let them do the cooking for you tonight, right there on Rosetta and Mackey Street. Be sure to check them out. Tropical Gyros. All right, who's in and who's out? Earl, the Philadelphia 76ers are definitely in swing and in play in that Eastern Conference semifinal series. I thought they were done. But my, oh my, they've shown some resilience. They're like the cockroach that could survive everything.
If Embiid had played from day one, they probably would have sweep Miami or be at 3-1 right now. I don't care what anybody says.
Yep, you might have a point there. You might have a very good point there. But I think they've definitely gotten off the mat because Miami humbled them the first 2 games. And I think Miami might have got a little complacent too, thinking, oh, we're going to beat this squad, be up 2-0. And now they're in a dogfight.
And the winner tonight will win that series too. Mark my words, tonight's winners are going home. I'm going to go back home tonight.
And then when you look at who's out, well, you gotta now stay on the bubble of trying to be out. It's definitely the Memphis Grizzlies, despite a valiant effort last night without Ja Morant. They go down by 3 late, 101-98. They lose the game. They're down 3-1 in that series. The Bucks and the Celtics. It looks like the Celtics have figured the Bucks out, too. I think the Bucks are on the bubble getting ready to get jettisoned as well.
The Bucks missing Middleton.
Big time.
I saw that last night. They were getting by without Middleton all through the series, but I saw it last night. This is where they need Middleton. This is where it's crunch time, and they don't have him. That one name over.
Well, we have an orthopedic specialist chiming in on the text line today, Earl. It says, Naughty, if Moran is already having reoccurring knee problems at the age of 23, then I don't think his career will be more than 7 years. Well, I think he'll have a longer career than 7 years because I think like Kobe and like Jalen Rose post the injury and like, Derrick Rose, but guys who are, he's going to know how to start.
Where's he going with reoccurring knee and properly healed? He just came back.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think if it's a case, and I was going to get to that point earlier, and it's a good point. If this was in the offseason, we wouldn't be talking about a recurring. He'd be shut down and have the surgery because it's nothing major. He's got some meniscus issues going on. He needs the knee cleaned up. But obviously, I think he's smart enough to know that he's on the cusp of becoming the face of the league, about to sign a huge contract. I think he's going to do what it takes to have career longevity. I don't think he's going to flame out like some with the injury bug. I think he's going to figure out what to do like AI did, like Kobe did, like Jordan did, like LeBron's done, how to make the body right to progress.
I wonder if he's the reincarnation of Kobe. You watch. He's a tough ball player. He's gonna adjust.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I personally think if he plays in game five, then the series goes another game. I think they're going to win the next game if he plays. And then who knows? And we'll see. And, you know, I got to go down swinging. You know, that's my horse in the race, and that's where I'm backing. And, you know, I want to see him go down swinging. I don't want to see him go down injured. But speaking of injury, Chris Middleton's a Bucks. Every time you think the Bucks have turned the corner or could get away from it or get over that hurdle, they're reminded that, hey, without Chris Middleton, you still could be beaten on any given night. So, Purdy still there? What did we do?
I'm going nowhere.
I was just saying that without Middleton, the Bucks could be beaten on any given night.
They can win a game without him. They can win a game on any given night. But to say to win this series is the problem, because now Boston has adjusted to them. Boston realizes that's a weakness they have, and Boston is taking advantage of the others. The others only see the big three can perform every night. But if you put some pressure on the Greek without Middleton to take the pressure off, they can't. At this point in the series, it's over. I think the Greek may have one more left in him, and I hope so, but I don't see it. I what I saw last night and what I saw without Middleton, the Boston took advantage of certain things. It's gonna be interesting.
Well, tonight is where you separate the sheep from the goats. You got the Sixers and the Heat, and you got the missing. Based on momentum, I like the 76ers against the Heat. Basically, based on what I've seen the last two games, they definitely have the momentum. Embiid is playing. And now you have the Mavericks. Like I told you, I was on them from last week. I said, watch the Mavericks. I like them to go up in that series tonight, 3-2 on the road with a big win. Because I'll be honest with you, Booker is unraveling before our eyes in this series.
I wouldn't so much say Booker. I mean, Chris Paul, who they put on a high pedestal. Stephen A. Smith, those guys had a major argument as to whether Chris Paul is the best point guard in the top 5 point guard of all time. This major route. I mean, Stephen A. Smith didn't agree, but they showed him out last night. They showed him out last game.
But I'm talking about Booker and the shot selection. Booker seems to be forcing it and trying to. Booker's trying to. He's pressing, and I think he's shooting the ball too much. He's taking some bad shots.
Yeah, because I think because he was out, and I think with Chris was going through, he tried to push too much, and it ain't gonna work that way.
You know, it works for the Phoenix Suns. Give the ball to DeAndre Ayton. Give the damn ball. That man's taking 10 shots a game. You need to give him 15 to 20 shots a game. Put it on his back, down in the paint. They have no answer for him, and let him bring it home.
I think if you see them lose this series, some changes can happen in Phoenix.
All right, hold on one second, man. Look here. Remind me to block this number, okay? Note to self, the reincarnation of Kobe Bryant is called Devin Booker. Devin Booker couldn't carry Kobe's jock on his worst day.
Say what?
Yeah. And now more lunacy. Ja Morant is overrated. Oh, this is reeking of brunt sexuality as I read. Yeah, Mr. Producer, I can highlight this number, this star text number. You could ban Texas, right? We could block Texas, right?
Block him.
I'm only being facetious. You know, I love to deal with.
Say Booker, you got to
Booker is the reincarnation. Never.
He heard that. He heard some foolishness like that in a game. And the announcers was talking that Booker reminds him so much of Kobe. Ja Morant is more, to me, Ja Morant is more Kobe Bryant.
And I tell you all that from that time, all right? From Murray State, this kid was special. I told you from when Kobe passed, that's my new dog in the race. Kobe wouldn't want me to stop watching basketball because he died. So I had to find another reason to watch it. Ja Morant is that reason. I got nothing to watch in L.A. That's why I'm in self-imposed Laker exile. Tired of LeBron's antics and you know, idiocy. And for lack of a better word, his girly man ways. Yeah. Ain't into that. And then Jeannie Buss talking out of neck that he's in the top 5 Lakerdom over Jerry West. You know, like the old Cuban people say, "Estás loco, muchacho. You crazy."
Ah, see, see.
So I can't follow that until Jenny do better and stop running like what I call like a country club or a swingers club is going on with the management. You know, Kurt Rambis and his wife, Phil Jackson and his new girlfriend, and Jenny and her people, and Rob Pelinka and his gal. And I mean, what's going on?
Dude. Let's talk basketball, dude. I think that Phil Jackson brings the stability in the
coach. Yeah, because that's Jenny Sweetie, and once he was finished, she'll make the right choice.
I don't mind that because at least he knows what he's doing. At least his track record shows that he can make a decent decision.
Agreed, but listen, let me just give you a little counterpoint, a little interesting segue. Do you know that six of the eight head coaches left in the NBA postseason all either played for Popovich or were assistants under Popovich? That's a little tribute to his legacy, his coaching legacy, too, and his pedigree as well, as much as I hate to say it.
That's like Belichick and NFL.
San Antonio Spurs. Yeah.
That's like Belichick and NFL.
Correctamundo.
Okay.
But, yeah, but back to like I said, I think you can't say Booker is the reincarnation of Kobe. That's crazy.
Look, I'm not impressed like that. I mean, Booker's a great player. Could be top 10, top 15 in the league. But I don't know, but Kobe.
All right. Hey, Naughty, listen. Tell that text who said Booker is the reincarnation of Kobe. Bad substances, all right? Because it's affecting your brain. And I tried to clean it up a little bit. Here's another text. Naughty, DeAndre Ayton is making a mistake asking for Supermax contract because he is not a Supermax player. Let's be honest. Earl, we're going to pick that up after the break, but... Is DeAndre a Supermax player or not?
He could be. Considering the
amount of money I've seen some real dudes who don't deserve it get, I mean, if not, why not?
Well, I think he needs to get out of Phoenix, you know, maybe go west a little bit.
Or if he can't end up in LA, I think he's got New York Knicks written all over him. He could sign his own check there, endorsement-wise, max deal-wise, and... The Suns will let him go. I have no problem with them letting him go, but he needs to land somewhere where he's going to get as much money as he can and be given that opportunity. You know it sounds great, Earl. How about we trade LeBron and his expiring contract this year to Phoenix so he could reunite with Chris on the banana boat and him and Chris Paul could play, you know, ball together and we get DeAndre Ayton in that deal. How that sound?
And I was thinking that they just about, you know, the same breakup, you need to bring LeBron there. He'll help us win the championship. The Lakers and say, if you want LeBron, you want Ayton. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Make it happen. And that money we would have to give to LeBron if we wanted to max him, we could give to something else. All right, real quick, let me get this call and we'll get to the phone line. We'll get to the break. Because I know if I don't answer this call, they can hang up and get mad. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, this is Forbes.
Hey, what's going on, Forbes?
Look here, I heard Al say that Phil Jackson have a track record of making the right decision. I hear and Dane say.
Yeah, Earl said Phil Jackson has a track record of making the right decision.
Phil
now,
only,
hold on.
He only has a record. I said, don't you see what he did in New York?
No, wait a minute. I think what Earl was trying to say is that he only has a track record of making the right decisions in Los Angeles, in L.A.
As a coach. As an executive.
Yeah, like the GM situation in New York, I mean, that was horrible.
He was the worst ever?
No, I think Isaiah Thomas is still the worst ever in New York.
Yeah, but when we talk an executive, Phil has no track record.
Yeah, as an executive, his pedigree is not that as of a head coach, as a head coach.
Yeah, because now to put him looking for a Lakers, he is now supposed to be an advisor to the Rambis family, who we ain't been this, know nothing about basketball.
But Forbes, that's my point. I mean, I'd rather Phil, based on the fact that he has a history with Jenny Buss, he has at least more basketball IQ. We could agree on this than Rambis and Rambis' wife and a couple of the mothers that they got around that table. And then she brought back a brother that ran it into the ground who gave Lou Alding all that money a couple of years ago. Now she want him back in the fold. No!
Yeah, well, Phil, from the Celtics' point of view, I just love to see them suffer, and I hope it happens for a decade.
And listen, from a Grizzlies' point of view, listen, I'm looking up at y'all and saying, look like y'all probably going to get 18 now, and we got 18 to catch y'all. Let's do it, you know? Because
yeah.
I ain't going back to L.A. until LeBron gone. Seriously, I'm in self-imposed leg of exile. All my stuff, my wife done got packed up and secured. I don't even put it on. I got
yeah,
one...
Yeah,
But I know you divorced yourself from that situation once before.
Yeah, but I got my one Kobe Bryant black, you know, memorial jersey that I rock every now and again. The joke. I'm done with them till he gone.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Keep it up.
You too, man. Thanks for chiming and have a good one. Earl okay. Brooke, but I mean, I'm going to let you respond to that too, because I know you, and I think you were basing it on the fact.
When you come off the break, when you come back off the break, I can respond.
Boy, you getting good at it. You know when the break coming up too? Look at you. You're just like a real professional now. Be like Stephen A. and Max Kellerman, man. But they broke up. But anyway, yeah, let's go to the break. But be still solid, Pearly. Good stuff. You know when the break is. But look at Pearly taking us to the break, eh?
Wow. KFC just put the wow in your week with the KFC Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of $15. And with KFC Crazy Bundles, you can add all your KFC favorites for more savings. So taste the crunch and take a KFC bite out of life. Be happy. Save at KFC. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. Crazy wow good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just tape on is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories specialize in all types of footwear for the entire family at affordable prices. They also provide a wide selection of bags, purses, clutches, wallets, fashion jewelry, belts, socks, and stockings. John's Shoes and Accessories has two locations to serve you, Rosetta Street, Palmdale, and the John's Plaza on Carmichael Road. Check that beautiful outfit you have in the closet out to see if you need any accessories and head on down to John's Shoe Store this week.
Dunkin' is serving a breakfast that is extra special. Dunkin' Omelette Bites. This Dunkin' spin on a classic breakfast favorite makes your breakfast game strong with protein-packed egg bites available in two delicious flavors. Try the savory bacon and cheddar omelette bites or the egg white and veggie omelette bites with tomatoes, spinach, and a 4-cheese blend. Dunkin' Omelette Bites and our new brown sugar cookie flavor cookies to get your morning cracking. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Pearly, you there? Pearly, back on Zoom.
I'm ready.
Pearly, I can let you pick up your comments now, post break, right? But I got to tell you this going in. Naughty, you have officially arrived. Great show as always. You're definitely tearing it up in the afternoon. And on Earl the Pearl and Pearly sending you to the break, he is now your spiritual advisor officially. So you're now my official spiritual advisor. God. You know, Monsignor Moss looking down, just shaking his head right now, going, oh, God.
Oh, my Lord. No, not him.
I can't wait. Dexter, don't be funny to me the rest of the day, but I ain't gonna lie. That give me a good laugh right there. So, spiritual advisor, go ahead. What you have to say to address the caller prior to the break, saying that Phil as a coach is awesome, but as a GM, he's horrible. Might as we segue this. I could vouch for it and say, I think you're speaking from a Laker success standpoint and a coaching standpoint and knowing the city of Los Angeles and the mechanism that is Jenny Buss. But let's be real, in New York, he was horrible. I think only Isaiah Thomas was worse.
But what I really was trying to say is he better than what we had or have.
I take the point,
and I stand corrected from the good brother. I know he's a Celtic fan, I believe. I take
yeah, man, he's a diehard Celtic, and he say he gloating. He got him Martin Sud. He loving it.
And guess what? I was given the Celtics little leeway. I just could start pulling hard against them tonight.
Yeah, root against them, babe. I can start pulling hard against the Celtics.
Me rooting against them, I don't know what hell, but we'll see what happens. But no, I understand the point he's making, and yes, but I think, look at the catastrophe of the Los Angeles Lakers right now with Kirk Rambis and his wife and that little swingers club, as you put it. I think Phil coming in there might bring a little bit of stability, You may get it right this time. You may look at the foolishness and the crap he did in New York and say, listen, I could do it better here. Let's get Mark Jackson here, blah. You may do it right. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, Texter, you just chimed in at 5:32. You may have caught me when I said it earlier, but yeah, I agree with you. If they're trying to get rid of LeBron, Earl, I mean, it makes sense. DeAndre and campaign acts itself out.
Yeah.
And LeBron goes to a team that's ready-made that can help his style of ball because they still got some outside shooters that could work. You still got Chris Paul there. So despite everything, you could say what you want about Chris Paul in the playoffs. If he's on your roster, he can get you to the playoffs. Look what he's done the last 5-6 years and on the teams he's been on.
And what happens after that?
Well, everything, you know, we just say it. He'll get you to the playoffs. You got to finish the deal, you know? He's like Barry Bonds. I'll get you there in the regular season. If I stink it up in the playoffs, somebody help me out. I got you for 162. You need to pick up the rest.
I think you'll leave LeBron for that.
So that may make sense, and money-wise, it works out. So let's keep an eye on that.
The only reason it will not, may not, or will not happen or make sense is because it's very difficult to trade within your division. Not that kind of big trade. That you're actually making it both teams bigger to compete against. I don't know if they'll do that.
All right. Well, we pretty much got to keep our eye on top tonight as to how it plays out. Both series tied at 2-2. I like the Sixers to go up 3-2 tonight, and I like the Dallas Mavericks to go up 3-2. So let's see how it plays out there. Let's check out our Major League Baseball and see what's on tap tonight. You got some scores coming in right now. In the bottom of the third, the Tigers and the Athletics are knotted up 0-0. The Giants, that's at the bottom of the third. Earlier today, they had a doubleheader, as a matter of fact. Okay, so second game is just underway in the bottom of the third. The first game, the Tigers knocked off the Athletics 6-0.
Okay.
Now, as far as games on tap for tonight, 6:35, Pirates and Dodgers. Do your Dodgers get beat by the Pirates again, or do they shake it off?
Nah, I think that was their World Series game last night. They came in their height. We came in a little tired. Making no excuses. But we didn't get out of town till late. So we didn't get out of Chicago. I think we didn't get out of town. So we got into Pittsburgh pretty late. We'll be rested. We'll be ready for them tonight. We can put stuff on them tonight to quiet them down.
All right, we got the Reds and the Brewers at 6:40. You have the Nationals and the Mets at 7:05. No Lucius Fox demoted to Class AAA Richmond. But Dave Martinez said all the right things. He said he's going there so he can play every day. He's definitely going to be part of this organization in the future, playing at the major league level on an everyday basis. I think he's notched himself in as the starting shortstop of the future for the Washington Nationals. I think what they need him to do right now is just get reps, work on the footwork, just get the repetitions instead of sitting on the bench waiting to pitch hit or pinch run or play every other 3 days. Get that opportunity so when they call him up next time, it'll be to replace Alcides Escobar at shortstop, penciling him in, and let him pick on it. I could be wrong.
I think he was having problems adjusting to the major league pitching. Because, you know, I think he came out of AA, had some AAA, but I think he needs to be in AAA continuously because right now, most of them pitchers in AAA are pretty much major league pitchers. So he needs to see that type pitching every day on a consistent basis. So when he comes back up, he's ready. He was just, in my opinion, a bit overmatched at the time. On the field, he's fine. His defense is great. Everything else is fine. Base running fine. All that other stuff is fine. I just think adjusting, and he needs repetitions. And I hope he does. I know he will do well.
So we're going to keep an eye on him at AAA. But, yeah, the Nationals play the Mets tonight. You got the Yankees and the Blue Jays at 7:05. Braves and the Red Sox at 7:20. Twins and the Astros at 7:40. Cards and the Orioles at 7:45, Rangers and the Royals at 8:05, White Sox and the Guardians at 8:10, Angels and the Rays at 9:35, Padres and the Cubs at 9:40, Diamondbacks and Marlins at 9:40, Mariners and Phillies at 9:40, and the last late game is the Giants and Rockies at 9:45. A couple of things on there I am going to tell you all when I wrap up, you know, on my pro picks tonight. I see a couple of baseball games that look like Stone Cold lead pipe locks to me. And one of them jumping out.
I know one of them games you ain't looking at. You can stay far away from.
What game is that?
The Blue Jays Yankees game.
Yeah, but I don't play with that. I don't play the Blue Jays and the Yankees. Anything could happen. But you know what I got my eye on today? I ain't gonna lie. You know what I got my eye on today? Pearly? I got a game for you. I can show you right now. because I scrolled up, but I'll scroll back down and I'll tell you. This is a game today. Okay? You got St. Louis today. The Cardinals are playing today. All right? And they are playing.
Yeah. Yeah, the Orioles.
The Orioles. Okay? Cardinals could win that game. I like that game. I like the Cardinals to win that one. And another one I like the Braves to beat the Red Sox today. I got a feeling about the Braves.
And you know what?
And I like you all over. I like you all over the Pirates. So you know, I got quite a parlay coming up for my sports. You know, bettors out there on the flip side of the last break. So listen out for that. Now we talked the NBA era. We talked, you know, Major League Baseball. We got to talk some NFL. Which you got out of Dolphins camp? I saw a social media clip floating around. Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, they're speaking some sort of alien language. I have been very Ebonic familiar and Ebonic friendly over time. I'm fluent in Ebonics. I've worked the road. And I know Spanglish too. I could parlay, you know, all of the different Latin dialects. I know all the Caribbean dialects. What were they saying in that video today? I know you saw it. What were they saying?
No, I have it, and every time I go to pick it up to look at it, somebody called me.
And Tyreek Hill, looks like, dear God, what did I do? Like, I done come here and got all this money, and anybody can't throw me the football.
I don't know about that.
So I don't know, but the both of them look kind of frustrated. Like, this Tua dude ain't cutting it. And it was like a running, you know, a conditioning drill, and they were running some routes and whatnot, and you know, they had on gloves, so I would imagine they ran routes, but they kind of look frustrated. Like, you know, God, we're here with Tua.
I can wait. You need to send that. I mean, I can open it up in a minute. I'm about to open it up just now.
Yeah, I
don't let people put no judgment on what's going on in OTAs and or you know, volunteer practices and stuff like that. Let's make the coaches get in there, start running there. Let's see if we have that same conversation.
Well, how about this, Earl? Let's have a look at this since we're talking NFL. 7 trades that should happen before the 2022 NFL season. And Texas, chime in, man. Let me know if you got somebody on your squad, your football team who you represent, that you want to see either traded or cut, but more specifically traded. But here's some news coming in.
Before you do that, I'm so happy that, you know, my Dolphins signed Sony Michel today.
Pardon?
The Dolphins signed Sony Michel.
And that and a dollar you could buy a copy of The Guardian.
No, that gives the Dolphins a little more depth and some leadership on the field and some veteran play. Maybe not, you know, 1,000-yard rusher, no. But what he brings to the team is some championship pedigree. So don't say that and a dollar gets it. No, that be a little bit more.
All right, so let's have a look.
I don't like that, but anyway, let's move on.
I don't like y'all. I don't want to see y'all do that. I can't stand y'all. Let's be honest.
Oh, boy.
And all I can hear, Tyreek Hill this, Jaylen Waddle this. 9-7.
But, you know, says the man who thinks that the world revolves around Dallas Cowboys, who think every September when we start to see the Dallas Cowboys can be the Super Bowl champ, and who has a defense of Dallas Cowboy crap, and knowing that they just allow
you should be amazed by my consistency. That's what you should be saying. You should be amazed by my sterling consistency.
I'm amazed by your loyalty, but that's good because you always show that you're a loyal friend. So I believe that you can stay loyal to your team other than the Lakers, and that's why I have some suspect in you now because I thought you was a very loyal person, but I don't know.
Hold on. If I tell you somebody, no. Let me paint down the Lakers with me and you, okay? And I can tell you just how it is. From when LeBron got here, hey, this play coming here is a freak, babe. Watch out. No, man, we got to give it the benefit of the doubt. I've been on this the same way, okay? And I told you the boy was a freak. I suspect. So you can't be mad at me for my opinion, and you can't be mad at me for being honest, and you can't be mad at me for being right, because just how I called it.
When the Lakers brought Karl Malone to L.A., I was just as angry as you are, LeBron. I was angry because I never liked Malone.
I didn't like Malone either. And I hate I didn't like Malone because he was the one who because when Magic came out with the HIV announcement and he started to get back to the point where he could play in the league, Karl Malone was one of the chief voices to say, no, I don't want to play with this dude.
That's my point.
And
so
like Magic said, he understands why Karl Malone said it, and he forgives Karl for saying it because he knows if Magic Johnson is on the Lakers, the Utah Jazz don't make any of them finals against Jordan. And I got to believe Magic on that one. Carl didn't want Magic in the league. Look how many times the Lakers knocked the Jazz out with Karl Malone and Dick Stockton. And his tight pump shorts.
I know, that's why I was mad that he came. They never wanted him there. And then they came to think we could win the championship. Sell us dreams. Had people thinking. Anyway.
I just told you it was gonna be a bag full of BS in L.A. with LeBron there. I was right.
Yeah, Laker. I'm a diehard Laker. I'm a diehard Dodger. And I'm a diehard Dolphin. I ain't going nowhere.
All right. Well, anywho. Let's check out these seven NFL trades that should be made before the 2022 NFL season starts. Jimmy Garoppolo to the Carolina Panthers. Panthers receive quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. The 49ers receive Carolina's 2023 second-round pick.
Second-round pick, my toe.
Yeah, but they're desperate for a quarterback in Carolina, so let's keep an eye on that there. Here's another one. Baker Mayfield to the Houston Texans. Texans receive quarterback Baker Mayfield, and the Browns receive Houston's 2023 seventh-round pick.
Okay. Back up.
Pretty much. Here's something scary. Saquon Barkley to the Los Angeles Rams. Rams get running back Saquon Barkley. The Giants receive running back Darrell Henderson and Los Angeles' 2023 third-round pick.
I like that. That's a win-win for everybody because he's obviously not going to do much by anything in New York anymore. So he needs a fresh start, maybe good for him. New York get a decent running back, much on par, and get an extra pick. I can live with that.
How about this? Atlanta. Well, Deebo Samuel's traded to the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons receive wide receiver Deebo Samuel. The 49ers receive Atlanta's 2023 first-round pick, 2023 third-round pick, 2024 first-round pick. That's a lot of picks for Deebo, though.
I like that. If they'd stop at the first two, first and second, if they stop at I was good with it, but add two first-round picks.
This one don't make no...
What he really does, what's the kid name? Chase? What's the kid name they picked?
Isn't Waddle in Miami?
No, not Waddle. Who was the kid that Atlanta picked?
Atlanta? Which one? Receiver?
Yeah. Oh, tight end, is it? I can't remember.
Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts is the tight end you're talking about.
Right, so you got Kyle Pitts as the tight end. Even Deebo has that running back, wide receiver, hybrid thing. That actually kind of serves almost like what a tight end does as well, doesn't it, or no?
Deebo is like a Swiss Army knife.
I guess San Francisco did it with Kittle there. So I guess, all right. But not for those. That's too many picks.
I don't think this one for Cincinnati makes any sense. The Bengals receive running back Kareem Hunt. The Browns receive Cincinnati's 2023 third-round pick, 2023 fifth-round pick. If you're only bringing him there to do a platoon or be a complimentary piece to what they got there, but they have a good running back already in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but nowadays you need two.
Yeah, but I still don't foresee him being the lead back. Mixon is still the man there in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Unless they foresee him leaving in free agency, but Mixon got the money and Mixon got the goods. And this last one here, Jesse Bates to the Philadelphia Eagles. And Cincinnati receives Philadelphia's 2023 second-round pick for a safety. I don't know. But that's some of the news buzzing in the NFL offseason war rooms. So we'll take a quick break right here on Talking Heads. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap it up right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. Be all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 IPM is the time. Hey, Naughty, it's going to be great talking sports with you. You too, all right? And believe me, I don't like LeBron. I'm a LeBron hater, so this is always going to be a good show. Yeah, man, back me up, man, because you know a lot of Bronsexuals out there, and they get in their feelings with LeBron. Like, listen, LeBron, I appreciate you being in the offseason. Why don't you show me pictures of you in the gym working out? I don't need to see you in bed in Miami at that club, or if not bed, whatever it's called, and holding up your bottle and singing, rapping. Like, if I want to see that, I go watch my 14-year-old son in the room rapping to whatever he wants, holding up a 2-liter Coke. You know what I mean? Come on, man. And I know a lot of y'all Bronsexuals, y'all miserable this offseason. Y'all marginal. Because basketball is actually more entertaining without LeBron than it is with him. Purdy, how about this one? Heard this in the barbershop. Somebody made a good point, saying, Naughty, you know, if Steph win one more, now he tied with LeBron, who got the legacy between them two? And I was like, ooh, look here.
But I would give it to Stephon, because Stephon have less
finals. Correctamundo. Correctamundo. See, great minds. So, yeah. Now, Pearly, before we get out of here, man, I think I got the parlay that's going to do it tonight. I think I got me a little four-teamer that I like, that I'm keeping my eye on, all right? You want me to lay it on you?
I'm listening.
Let me let you know how to win some money. All right, listen to Uncle Naughty Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, all right? In baseball, I like the Dodgers over the Pirates. I like the Mets over the Nationals. I like the Cardinals over the Orioles, all right? You take them three, and then you add it to what they got going on in the NBA tonight. And you take the Philadelphia 76ers over the Miami Heat. And you take the Dallas Mavericks. And you got a winner chicken dinner five-teamer right there. Set it, forget it, walk away. When you win, send 10% to me.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If you're looking to increase your money, take the Edmonton Oilers over the Kings tonight and the Maple Leafs over the Lightning.
Wait, you really don't have nothing to watch late tonight? You watching hockey now?
Listen, I single, but I lay up. I cannot lay next to me, so that's what I do. I watch the replay of the game.
So you getting into hockey is what you're saying, man?
I went to college in Minnesota. I always liked hockey. Always liked hockey.
Anyhow.
You know what it is.
You've been in Minnesota, man. I think you used to just go into watch hockey because they had the heat on. You know what I mean?
No, but it'd be cold in there, but hockey games would be cold. It was kind of cool to be like, you know, the only, you know, one of maybe less than 10 of us of my few in the whole.
Yeah, 18, that's what I'm saying. Y'all had to go there to keep warm. That's what y'all was doing there for.
Actually, I'd be very honest. It used to be like, they would like, every so often they'll charter a bus of two kegs of beer in the back of the bus. And it's like a bus kegger trip down to the game and watch the game. And then you have a kegger trip back to school. And, you know, that was like two, three times a season.
Listen, I'm glad I went to school in South Florida. And I stayed home, close to home, and I could fly home regularly, and I could stay warm.
I wanted to be able to appreciate what I had here.
I would have dared in the cold,
everything.
I couldn't take that call. I could take call in what I call first.
You know, we from the Bahamas. We find ways to keep ourselves warm, Marty. Let's leave that right by leader. We find ways to keep ourselves warm multiple times.
I could be honest with you, man. All right? I could be dead honest with you. All right? I could be called for spurts. You know what I mean? To step out and look at the Tim's fresh, the jeans fresh, the bomber on, the beanie on, you know what I mean? Walk a couple blocks, be cold for a couple of days, and then get my behind back on the plane and come home to warmth. Can't do it for more than 4 or 5 days.
No, we have a misconception, you know, because we know when we have cold front in Nassau, it's just as cold inside as it is outside, Ray or a lot. But technically, you really don't have to experience that cold for more than a few minutes coming from maybe your house to the car, from your car to the house or something. But outside of that, you're living in warmth. If you live in Minneapolis and you're going downtown, you don't have to come outside at all. You walk the whole city, all the buildings connected. So it isn't as bad as people make it out to be that you have, like, you outside and your cold front, you got to get 19 blankets and all that stuff. No, man. We used to walk around in t-shirt and short pants in the apartment because you had the heater on.
Well, thank you for sharing that story with me about your college.
But I'll tell you one thing. The Minnesota High School Hockey Tournament is the largest tournament, high school tournament in the United States of America. They have more than 100, maybe 200,000 people come out to those games.
Because that's what they do in Minnesota, is play hockey and stay cold. That's it.
They play hockey, they play basketball.
Crappy Vikings and watch the crappy Timberwolves and watch the crappy Twins.
Anyhow. And the Wild.
All right. Pearly, we got one call coming in. We can wrap up on the call. I appreciate you. We talk again tomorrow. Hey, caller, we got to get it tomorrow, man. Hit me up first thing when we get on with sports tomorrow. I got to be out of here. My producer said that's my time. For my producer, for Earl the Pearl, for Sarah Kirkby, for chiming in, for Freeport, and all you texters, callers, good stuff today, my talking heads. We'll do it again tomorrow. And remember...